Welcome to the Humans of Chapman podcast, a podcast that showcases students, faculty, and neighbors of the Chapman community and strives to portray each individual's story with heartfelt authenticity. My name is Celeste Carbonell, and today's topic of conversation is A Day in the Life of Humans of Chapman. I let my own ponderings and curiosity drive the dialogue as I began to unravel each layer and learn more about each person. I met two individuals today and let them introduce themselves in any way they felt fit and remain true to them. I encourage them to share pieces of their identity that may not be visible at surface level. Here's a glimpse of what their day looks like and some lessons learned about the small things in life that we tend to overlook, yet they carry so much value and meaning to us.
I am active, I am creative, and I am bright. I would probably go to the beach. The beach is where I can escape, and being from Hawaii, I think that's one of the things that reminds me of home, and just the waves just soothe me. When we had that day off due to the fire, my roommates and I, we just took a trip to the beach and we just relaxed and laid out in the sand because it really let us find our peace and compose ourselves without a worry, whatever was happening in the world, just to come to the beach and just enjoy the sound of the waves and the water and the touch of the sand. Over the summer, I went almost every day, or I tried to. I tried to get really tan. One thing I learned today was to have patience and to slow things down. I know a lot of the times I'm cramming to study. Like today, I had two quizzes and I woke up earlier this morning, but it was just so hard for me to get out because I had set my alarm 15 minutes before I should have actually gotten up, and then I kept snoozing it because I was so tired, but I knew I had to study, so I kind of just rushed through what I had to do, and then I ended up leaving for school later than I thought, so I had to rush through that and then finally get to school and like compose myself before actually taking the exam. So just taking my time and planning ahead. So today in basketball class, my team actually won and I shot the last shot. It was like a win because our basketball class is mainly made up of guys and we don't really have that many girls. So like when they pass me the ball, I know I have to be able to execute to their level and like create value in that. So just being able to be a support for my team and have a role in helping us win. And also my friend, I had to drop something off at the post office today and she actually offered to give me a ride to there. It's not a big like win, but I just like was so thankful because it saved me a lot of time just to have her offer me that, and I was just so grateful for that. I would choose my Hawaiian bracelet. It's engraved in gold, and on the top, on the outer layer of my Hawaiian bracelet, it has my middle name, Kapiolani, and Kapiolani means archway to heaven, and on the inside it says, with love, Dad, Mom, and Hoku, and Hoku's my dog, 2015, and 2015 was the year I graduated from high school. So this was actually a present from them to me, and ever since then, I've worn it on my wrist whenever I go to sleep, just any time of the day, when I shower, when I go to school, not really when I'm like playing sports, but it's really cool because since it's gold, it will never get scratched or marked or worn or torn down. So I really like that. Like it reminds me that like whatever challenge that I may face, I shouldn't let it bother me or challenge me or knock me down or anything like that. And just to remain strong and remain golden. The person that is most supportive and like someone that I can really, really trust is my roommate, Andrea, because she's always there for me when I'm feeling down. Like, we can just always talk, and we're very, like, communicative with each other, and she's kind of like a sister and my best friend, so I can honestly go to her for anything, and it's really nice because we weren't roommates freshman year, but we've been roommates for sophomore year and now junior year. So I'm so grateful that I found her and that we can really trust each other and have each other's back through anything that happens. I met my roommate on opening convocation day, and that's the first day of orientation week to kick off. And it's really cool because her roommate and my roommate actually went to high school together. So we ended up just all going together, and I ended up sitting next to her. And I just had this feeling that we were going to be really good friends. And from there on, I noticed that out of all my friends, Andrea and I, we stuck together. So in groups, like, we would always do things with our friends. But we just felt that, like, unspoken trust. And I feel like I just got really lucky with her and just being able to have that backbone in my life. And especially since she actually ended up, she's not from Hawaii, but she came to Hawaii Club. And it's so cool because I had a chance to share my culture with her since she's from the Bay Area. And from then on, I think Hawaii Club, we've really been involved in that aspect. And it's so cool just to see, like, people who aren't from Hawaii, especially Andrea, to just come in and just embrace our culture. So I think Hawaii's very near and dear to my heart. So having her try it out and come to the club meetings was really the moment that I really knew that she was someone I could really trust.
So my name is Tiana. I'm from the Big Island of Hawaii on the Kona, or the west side of the island. Basically, throughout my life, I did competitive gymnastics for over 10 years. I was able to get all the way up to level 8. I competed all the way through my senior year. So that's a sport that not only am I a fan of, but it's something that everything I learned from it is something that I value closely as I go on. I also did hula for about 13 years and still continue to do it even when I return home. My hula halau, or like hula performance group, and I actually got the opportunity to perform in Israel and New Zealand and help spread the culture. We performed in churches, youth groups, at high schools, just like all around those countries, and it was really fun. Then my senior year of high school, I toured colleges and I found Chapman. And now here I am as a junior, communication studies major, broadcast journalism minor. Some things I'm involved in on campus is Hawaii Club. I've been in that since my freshman year, and this year I actually got the opportunity to serve on the executive board as the cultural consultant, which is something that I love to do, not only spreading the Hawaiian culture through such as teaching a hula class or a hula lesson, but also just teaching little mini lessons about Hawaii in club meetings and just getting to spread the aloha spirit throughout the Chapman community. I'm also involved in Greek life, and this is my first year being a resident advisor in the dorms. So it feels very busy, but I love it. It's a great opportunity to get to experience all of these during my college experience. So that's a little about me. Well, I love sleeping. I take naps pretty frequently, but if I didn't have to do that and I had all the time in the world, my days, weeks, months, years would mostly consist of traveling. I'm a person that loves to travel. I've been to, as I said before, Israel, New Zealand, also Japan when I was in middle school and high school. And so I really have seen different cultures and want to continue to learn different cultures, and also just visit places that I see on TV, in movies, on social media, because it's just so beautiful. So my days would probably be spent on a plane or a boat or a cruise ship, just getting to explore the world. Oh, in my intro to TV production class, we got scripts, and so it was really cool because he kind of taught us how like the camera shot should be, and we actually went into different groups and got to be the actor and see how directing works. And so we had a director in each group, and then we learned also different camera shots and camera angles and how to use the studio cameras at Dodge today. So that was really exciting for that class. And I actually, for that class, I had to go to a live taping. So I went to a show of James Corden the other week, and it was cool because like I literally noticed everything that I learned in that class. Like I could tell who was the director, who was the producer, who was the cameraman when they were recording, because like the red lights go on, and so it was really exciting. I like noticed the little things kind of a lot. So like it was really funny because one of the theories is like the uncertainty reduction one, and it's how that theory works is it's kind of like when the more knowledge you have of something, the less uncertainty you'll get. Yeah, and so I didn't realize that that actually applied to me like here before, like in high school and middle school, like because if we're in gymnastics, for example, I was always afraid. I would not always afraid, but like sometimes it'd be kind of scary to like do a new skill just from like after you, even after you practiced it. But as soon as like I would see someone else do it in the foam pit and they were okay or they were fine, or my coach would be like, Tiana, like you got this, like it's just like what you've been practicing, and like you're just gonna do this. And like the more I learned about the skill, the like more confident I felt about it. So that was really cool because like just like practice makes perfect, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I like that. Also like little technical things like for my minor that I'm learning, like in my TV class, in my news class, kind of like how to angle shots and stuff. So it's really funny because I remember after I took broadcast news, like one or two, I like went home and we were watching the news back home, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's like the shot, this is how they shot. And I kept like telling my parents all this stuff, and I was like, this is how it works behind the scenes. And so it was just really funny because I like didn't really know like I knew all that until I was like seeing it and just like just talking about it for fun. I took a nap. Like literally as small as that is, I feel like it makes a difference because I just felt so like energized after, and it was just really nice. Oh, I found out that on my, I got an A on my comm project. So that was really nice. It was fun to make and put together. And I feel like any project that you enjoy, like, creating is like most likely always gonna have a great outcome because like you put your heart and soul into it and you love it. So that was a fun victory. I think for me, just being able this semester as a whole to kind of balance everything that I'm involved in is a win, because that was something that I was very worried about coming into it, especially with this new position as an RA. And I was kind of like, oh my gosh, like I'm an RA, I'm like an exec on Hawaii Club, like what should I do? And it made me realize that you can't do everything you want to do, but it just makes like whatever you're able to do count more. And you have to prioritize and like time manage, because also taking like full like 15 credits too is a lot, but that's what I learned. Yeah, that's what I learned this semester. So that was like a win in itself, because I remember talking to like my big about it and being like, I don't know what to do. And then she's like, you'll figure it out, like don't worry. And then it kind of all worked out. Just communication, time management, that was a win in itself this whole semester. So the item I have with me right now that I brought to Chapman is a sign. It's like made out of wood, and like I have it hanging in my room, just like kind of where I can see it, like lying on my bed or at my desk. And it basically says Aloha, but the O is the Big Island. So it's like, that's where I'm from. And basically it kind of reminds me of like, no matter where you go, like don't forget your roots. So even though I've been away from home for like 4 or 5 months, like it's always a place that I can go back to. And there's always a community of people that like I can fall back on. And it's like, don't forget your culture. That's why I'm like really glad I'm involved with Hawaii Club, because I'm able to still be able to dance hula like up here in California, and also go back home and return and dance hula and just keep that strength, that passion, that culture inside of me that I've had all my life. And so I just really love it because there's like, it's a different vibe in Hawaii. Like it's hard to explain unless you go there. It's just like something I use like keep me grounded. Not like, not very many people here are like from the Big Island, so it's kind of like really cool to like still see that and be like, yeah, like I'm from there. I feel like a lot of people from Hawaii like have pride of being there, just because like it is different, like, but it's like a different that like I don't want to forget. like 5 years ago, I had to get knee surgery from an injury I acquired doing gymnastics, and I tore my ACL meniscus, and I did rehab for like physical therapy for like seven, eight months afterwards. I don't really remember, it was so long ago, but what was hard was I still went to practice, but I was just doing small stuff like stretches, conditioning, things like on my arms, like handstands, bar routines without like a full dismount, just like climbing down, things like that. And so watching my other teammates be able to like do other things that I could while I was injured was like one of the hardest things. And then I remember after I got the knee surgery, I was like, okay, I'm done. What should I do now? Cause like, I was kind of like afraid to go back to the sport just cause like, you know, there's always that fear of like anything, like what if I get hurt again and like all that stuff. But I was like so thankful and so grateful to have had like super supporting parents, coaches, and teammates that wanted me back, because they're like, Tiana, this is not a great way to end. And so like, you need to like get stronger, make a comeback, if like however much, and just like end on a good note. Because I was like a junior high school, and they're like, end on a good note, like this is not a great way to end the sport you've been doing for over 10 years. And so like, okay, so I did physical therapy. I didn't compete till the following year, I believe. But when I did, I won state champion on vault. And so in that moment, it was kind of like, wow, like anything is possible if like you put your mind to it. And so now that like kind of like changed like my mentality and my mindset whenever I'm like approached with a challenge, because besides just being like, oh my God, like suck it up, like it's fine, you'll get through it. It's more of like, you can get through it. If you want me to help you, this is how I can. Because I had people that were helping me. And so now I'm like super like, not like hard-headed, but super like, I was like gung-ho, like yes, like we can do it. Like it's super, you can do it. Like as long as like you believe that you can, then like you can and you're able to. And it's just like really, it's super like it's always like a hard, like an emotional spot for me, because I'm just like, wow, like even though like it was like, of course, so we're like hurting my knee and blah, blah, blah. And I like went through all that at like 14, 15 years old, and it was like really rough. But like in the end, I realized that I learned like so much from like the sport in that time and like my coaches, that it was really cool. So like I was able to like overcome not only injury, but like a sense of like self-doubt. And so that's why I'm like today, I'm like, yes, like we can do it. You can do it. Like it's possible. You believe in yourself, like anything is possible as long as like you believe. And I hate to like be all cliche and like quote that, but it's true. Like you just gotta put your mind to it. And so that kind of shaped like how I approach things. Like if I'm feeling stressed out, and like a lot of my friends say like, Tiana, like I've never really like seen you like stressed out or freaking out about like classes or something like that. Like I just take things like one step at a time, one day at a time now, just like make little goals that I want to accomplish, because that's something that I've learned through sport, through school, through injuries and overachieving them, that like, that's what you do. So I just like calm, cool, collected.
What goes on in your daily life? What's one thing you learned today? Do you celebrate the small victories and the little things? Are you going through it or are you growing through it? These are all important questions to ask ourselves as to how we choose to spend each day. Through these conversations, I learned to let my mind live in the present moment and love right now. I encourage you to design your day in a way in which you can embrace the present. Thank you so much for listening to the Humans of Chapman podcast, episode 4. Keep an eye out for the next episode pertaining to the human behind the mask, and how we tend to navigate through the world by dressing ourselves in cloaks of identity. And to make up for the void of no podcast next week because it's Thanksgiving break, here's a fun little jingle that one of my interviewees wrote and recorded on the spot.
Humans of Chapman, we out here on campus, talking about passions and authenticity. Who are you? Who am I? Who do you wanna be?
discover students' identities with Celeste C.
Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Humans of Chapman. And feel free to leave a comment under this blog post if you have any burning questions or want to hear more from a certain topic. I just want to reiterate that this podcast is made with and for the community, and the whole purpose of this project is to start the conversation of deeper subjects, dialogue, and questions. Until next time, my humans.